And welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The National Farm Machinery Show will take over the Kentucky Exposition Center later this week. Kentucky Venues President and CEO David Beck says this year's show will be another special event.
And we're excited about the National Farm Machinery Show. You know, this will be the 55th annual show. And just like you, I grew up coming. I started coming when I was in middle school. So there's a rich tradition there with this show, and we're excited about this year's event.
Beck says all the exhibit halls will be packed with exhibitors and visitors.
We'll have over 900 exhibitors. We have a waiting list for those wanting to get in the show. We anticipate probably around 300,000 attendees. That's been the history of the guesstimate of those that attend. So it'll be seminars. There'll be educational opportunities for people, and it's just a packed 4 days. The show starts on Wednesday the 12th of February, and it runs through the 15th.
He says registration will be something new for this year's National Farm Machinery Show.
Next year it will be required, but this year it's a volunteer. People just come in, they can register online ahead of time, or they can register every entrance and have the opportunity with people there to assist people in registering. They'll get a name card printed out, and that will be expedited, get it done as quick as possible. There will be lanyards for people to wear, and this will go in the show.
We'll have more in a moment.
Every year, Kentucky farm families work together at the grassroots level to identify shared challenges and achieve common goals. As we mark our 100th year as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, Kentucky Farm Bureau reflects these challenges and goals in our policies. We're proud to advocate for farmers in everything we do. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky's success depends on improved farm income, better economic opportunities, and enhanced quality of life for all. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Venues President David Beck says those that do register will have a chance of winning some nice prizes.
For those that do go through the process and get registered, there's some pretty nice gifts that they can be eligible for. There's a John Deere Gator. There's a Bobcat compact tractor, front-end loader. There's various tools and equipment that people that register will be able to be in a drawing for. So it creates some interest in that. But every farm show I go to, in fact, every event I go to, you can't get in the gate unless you've got a registration.
He adds the National Farm Machinery Show is another great way to help educate people about agriculture.
We're looking to not only serve agriculture and be able to have producers come in and meet with vendors and exhibitors and do business, we want to also help people to learn about agriculture. And so if we can see what percentage is there, we might be able to plan some events that help better tell the story of agriculture.
Tomorrow we'll preview the championship tractor pull. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.